Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
While choosing a grave marker for my father, the matter of permanence surfaced. Enter then my acquired bewilderment and biases regarding the concept of what is permanent in the natural world. Permanence, says one authority, is a continuance in the same state, or without any change that destroys the essential form of nature. For starters, is even a granite tombstone permanent? As a rock, granite is indeed tough and durable. Dad's stone originated as a hot rising mass of magma underneath northern Georgia, just east of General Sherman's infamous trail to the sea 325 million years later. At about 9 miles below the surface, it came to rest and cooled for a million years. A fusion of three minerals, white feldspar, gray glassy quartz, and black grains of mica solidified into granite. The monolith continued to rise, and erosion wore away the overburden until the deposit was just beneath the Earth's surface. Quarrying was then possible. Even though born of fire left over from the creation of the universe, granite, according to the craftsman, can also be destroyed by heat. People have been thinking about this issue of permanence for a while. The pre-Socratic philosopher Heraclitus opined that the only thing permanent is change. Everything changes and nothing remains still is Plato's interpretation of Heraclitus. Plato, though, leaned toward Parmenides' writings that denied the possibility of change and held that all things are permanent. Parmenides explained that appearances of change are only illusions and not true reality, sort of like the Hindu idea of the Atman or soul as unchanging even as bodily forms are altered. Along that vein, Aristotle believed that all plants and animals, as well as humans, have an unchanging essence, i.e. soul, in spite of transforming bodies. Some modern religion consider God's omnipresent love that permeates the world as the only thing permanent. Such liberating thoughts are pleasant to contemplate. When considering the perspective of environmental permanence, it eases the abrasive noises in today's world to think in geologic scales, until I remember that forthcoming eons do not encompass the life of my grandson and his future children. Even at my age, it's difficult to contemplate farther.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.